This is your brother James, and this is the Not As I Will podcast. We're going to go right into our scripture memory segment in 1 Thessalonians 4:4. And then I do want to do a separate podcast on some thoughts that I had on, you know, just things that are coming up in my, you know, in my personal life. And then also, you know, in the church today, I want to talk about those. And that'll be shortly after this, whether it's, you know, within, you know, a few hours or within a day. Let's just get right to it. This particular verse 4, is pretty heavy, especially, and it kind of coincides with the verse right before this. And I just pray that God, you know, lets that sit in your heart. I was reading, you know, I guess you could call it a devotional this morning. I was reading out of a book, and, you know, they were talking about sexual temptation and the things, you know, that, you know, men usually struggle with. And I have a tendency to be pretty, you know, pretty in control of my flesh, mostly just because I have scripture memorized. However, you know, there's times where it's hard, you know. And when I'm sitting there reading this, I'm like, you know, he's preaching to the choir essentially, which is great. But then I think of the people who are honestly, you know, they watch porn all the time. And he had like a statistic, 64% of Christian men watch porn. And it's just like, it kind of blew my mind to hear the number. And it was more of like, I know people are reading that and they're just kind of like, I get it. This isn't good, but I can't stop it, you know? So like, what do I do? You know, what is there to do? And I've been in that situation where it's just like, you throw your hands up, you don't know what to do. And what I can tell you is that, you know, if you're a single guy, this is easy for me to talk to, right? If you're a married guy, it's totally different, right? Single guy watching porn, I can tell you, you're always going to be affected by it. You're going to be having sex with your wife, and there's going to be images that pop in your head. And you have to, you know, not let those sit there too long. And, you know, in the future, that is, right? And if there's any consolation, it's just like, do you want that to affect that relationship? And, you know, I hear, you know, even like profound people, you know, psychologists, whatever. And they're basically, I feel like there's just like an acceptance of men watching porn when they're married. You know, it's just kind of like, and these are obviously secular. They're not Christian, obviously secular. And it just kind of blows my mind that it's just kind of accepted that to be able to make love to your wife nowadays, you know, if you don't know the Lord, you have to watch porn, and it's just kind of like ridiculous. And it's sad, and it's, you know, there has to be some level of disgust with society as a Christian. You can't just be everything's great, because it's not great. Not everything is great. And it's always going to be, there's always going to be some level of bad in society that, you know, God deems as grotesque. And you just have to accept the fact that it's just not, society is going to be disgusting. And sometimes the only thing you can do is just be in your private life, be as morally sound as you can. And that'll reflect into your personal life. And then that will keep society from getting darker. Believe it or not, your battle in your personal life will help society. And I mean, that's pretty much the only way I can encourage you right now. I know that's not a lot. However, you're going to be judged by the works that you did on this earth. And I know that having control over your flesh and your personal life. Now, again, like there's going to be moments where you slip up, but it's a consistent behavior over time that you have control over your flesh. And that's what God's looking for. And he knows you can do it, because he sent his son to do it for you ahead of time. and he gave you the spirit that his son has, and it's in you to be able to do that. You know, I hear a lot of like messages on the Old Testament and all these things that are bad. But it's just like, there's no reminder of like, oh, but you have the spirit in you to be able to like overcome this. And you do. You have the power in your spirit. You have the power to overcome this. It's in you. And you have to activate it, right? Like, you have to read your word. You have to worship. You have to pray. You have to go to Bible studies. You have to do those things. And yeah, you don't have to be in good graces with God, right? You don't have to do these things to be, you know, in God's sight, be accepted. But you do them so you're not in turmoil on this earth. You do them so you're at peace today. So I just want to encourage you, you know, those images that you're watching, if you're a single guy, woman, whatever, they don't go away. Now they you learn how to manage them, right? You learn how to keep them from becoming more, you know, more than just a temptation, right? But unfortunately, you know, the more you watch it, the worse, you know, the more likely you are to kind of keep those around. And so maybe, just maybe, somebody hearing this will, you know, it could alter a change in their life. I don't know. Anyway, so let's go 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 4. So I'm going to start in verse 1. Obviously, we're going to read it, and then I'm going to emphasize each word in verse 4. So finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so towards all the brethren who are in all Macedonia, but we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So going back to verse 4, it says, it uses the term vessel. Vessel is like in reference to your body. Just FYI. So when you're, you know, you have that memorized in your head, that's what, you know, that's what he's referring to. So I just, yeah, it's a good one today. Love you guys. Thanks for sticking around. This is your brother James, and this was the Not As I Will podcast.